This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 110 of Sunday Supplement. With me, as always, is Izzy, but beside Hello. Her is our latest recruit to the podcast, who was secretly there last week, but we didn't draw any attention to it.
What, are you talking about Trotsky?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Trotsky always sits by me. The last couple of podcasts he sat here, and he basically, he's a bit smelly and he licks his own arse. That's what you get for being leader of the Red Army. He's not going to make any noise, though, I'm afraid. He's gone to sleep.
You'd think we'd be really happy that we bagged such an exclusive new co-host.
Yeah, exactly.
And he just goes to sleep and licks his bum.
Yeah, that's all he does. Unless you have a drawer, like a sock drawer, with a tiny bit of sock showing, then he goes mental for that. He goes absolutely nuts, and he'll just scratch his way through that. He'll nuzzle up to it. He'll try and get the socks out. He'll fight the socks. And also any cabling. He's like that with cabling.
Really?
Yeah, just goes mental for it.
Because he's not used to it, I suppose.
I suppose. Well, you know, he was born probably in the 19th century.
Well, maybe 4 months ago.
Yeah, well, this particular Trotsky was born in the 21st century, but the original one was born in the 19th century.
In case you haven't guessed, I think we did allude to him last week. Trotsky is a pussycat.
Well, he is a cat, and he's a pussy because he's scared of doors.
He's scared of doors?
Yeah, a little bit. He fights them occasionally and then runs away.
Does he ever declare himself the winner of a fight with the door?
No. Izzy wins.
No, you're not a door.
I know, but I'm usually the one on the other side of the door making the booming noise that scares him.
Oh, I see. So he's not scared of the door, he's scared of you.
No, he's not scared of me. He's asleep right next to my knee. How could he be scared of me? I wish he was scared of me. He'd leave me alone.
He loves it.
I don't. It's not my cat, by the way. I'm not a cat person. I don't think they're people, Simon. I quite like to eat a cat. I'm that cold-hearted. How would I cook it?
Yeah.
Well, you could eat it raw.
No, you can't eat a raw cat.
You always eat it raw, and you can tell how well you're doing by how moist it is.
I had a dream once that I cooked my cat and ate it. He was quite nice. He tasted like rabbit.
Except he wouldn't taste like rabbit, would he? He'd taste like cat. So he'd taste a bit like a tennis racket.
Because of cat gut.
Or a violin.
Is that really cat gut?
Not anymore. They use string now. But, like, special
string.
They use special sports string made out of plastic.
Nylon.
That's the one.
It's rapidly becoming evident that we haven't got any newspapers this week.
Well, it's not my fault. I had a very busy week. I was gigging at the Stand in Edinburgh all week, and then I had to train journey all yesterday, so I'm really quite sleepy. And you're expecting me to read stuff as well. But I had to work 15 minutes a day. That's a long amount of hours. I can't be expected to do other things as well.
Well, I didn't get a newspaper either. Because I thought it'd be a very one-sided contest if I did.
It wouldn't. It
and
might
you
actually
would still claim victory.
Of course I'd win. Because you'd get something like the Express. And nothing is better than the Express. No, hang on, that's wrong. Something is better than... Everything is better than the Express. Even nothing is better than the... No, hang on. Oh, the limitations of the English language.
So, we haven't really got anything to talk about. What are we going to do?
Well, I did get something while I was up in Edinburgh.
What?
Got an interview.
With who?
Your friend of mine. It's Richard Wiseman. Hello, Richard Wiseman. Welcome back to the podcast.
Hello.
Although we're not in the podcast, we are in your flat.
Yes, and welcome to my flat. And it's nice to have you here.
Yes.
Because we don't often have guests.
I spent the night on the sofa.
Yeah.
Next to...
Make that quite clear.
Yes,
yeah.
On the sofa where I belong. Next to a large saber-toothed tiger head.
Yeah, we haven't actually got a name for the saber-toothed tiger head. So if people have ideas about what we can call a large resin cast of a saber-toothed tiger head, then they should let me know.
Stabby.
Stabby would work.
Stabby may work.
Donald.
Donald, that's quite nice. It's very Scottish, which we are in Edinburgh, of course.
Indeed, yes. Yeah, it's actually a Scottish saber-toothed tiger. Yeah, you try borrowing a tenner off of that.
So, basically, you're back on the podcast. We interviewed Sarah Millican, but you did call Sarah Millican
I believe I did. I did. That was with, who was it?
The Frank Skinner.
Frank Skinner, that's right. Had a very good Medium joke, actually, which was, he was talking about the blind medium who'd walk out on stage and say, is there anyone here? and actually meant it quite literally. So yes, I think that was cut out of the show as well. That was a fun show to do.
Because you are the classic sort of here we go to for reason.
Yes, I was the voice of reason, the voice and face of reason.
Oh.
Yeah, which is nice to be the voice and face of reason. People come to me, they ask me anything, I always give them a reasonable reply.
Donald.
Except for the Donald bit. That was just being silly.
Well, you've also got a book called 59 Seconds.
Yes, I've seen that.
Have you seen that? I saw it in a charity shop, actually. Not that
really?
I'm rubbing that in.
Well, obviously a very upmarket. Get your hands off my tea.
Oh, that's
my tea.
That's
yeah,
tea.
Yeah. You've
Sorry.
Had to take a cup. And you've got a cold as well, so you're not taking anything from my tea.
I'm snotty. That would be unlucky. Curiously, wouldn't it?
Well, it depends how you look at it. So, yes, 59 Seconds is out. Very exciting. It's out now in mass paperback. It's out all over the world.
Do you have any tips for Simon? Because Simon is very unlucky. Mm. He loses every single podcast that we do.
Right.
His supplements are always inferior.
Right.
And he just can never win. And I was wondering if you had any tips to make him a better...
Well, he could get a less talented co-host.
That would be...
That's probably the easiest way of solving
the
problem.
But then nobody would listen.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. There's not much you can do, really. It's just one of those genetic things. Some
yes.
people are destined to a life of failure. Dear. Oh, well.
Yeah, poor Simon.
Mm.
Oh. But also, I downloaded your iTunes app.
Right, yes.
Yes.
Which, by chance, I happen to have on my own
Excellent.
iPhone. There we are. This is telepath. It's out for Android as well, actually, now.
Is
somebody
it?
Reminded me the other day. Yep.
Android is for those who don't like Steve Jobs.
That's right. That's
yes.
right. Or can't afford an iPhone. Yes, telepath is out there now. This is the mind-reading app. And, it's good.
Yes.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Don't like to blow my own trumpet, but it's good. Oh, a lovely sound.
It is a beautiful sound.
There we are. I've just started it up there. And so there are the four numbers here, 1, 2, 3, 4, displayed on the screen.
Yes.
And you ask the person. You can play the role of the person.
I will be a person.
Yeah, I know you know how it's done, but you can just pretend.
I don't know how. I've forgotten.
I've forgotten. A really
yes.
bad memory. So you choose one of these four numbers.
Okay, I've chosen one.
Okay, I then just give this a little shake and place it face down.
Okay.
Oh, a lovely tune.
Oh, what a lovely tune.
It's a nice tune. What number did you choose?
I chose number 2.
My goodness, really?
Yes.
Then send that number into telepath.
Okay.
You've done
I'm
it?
Sending
okay.
it to my head.
And then we turn it over. Number 2 on the screen.
Oh,
it's a miracle
yes.
every time. So that's telepath. It was developed with a friend of mine, Sarah Anglis. And I came up with the idea, and Sarah did all the hard work and programmed it and made it look nice. And we've sold now 4.5 million
wow.
of them. I just made that up. We haven't sold anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But
it is really good fun. You can
it's
great. Really,
oh,
really
the fun you can have with this.
Unless you can't count, in which case that's one of the prerequisites. You have to be able to count
at least up to a relatively small number.
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
And also remember. Things.
Yes, remembering yes. things is
remembering
good.
Remembering things.
Yes.
Which, so if you're a bit of an idiot like me or Simon, you'll have to practice a bit first, maybe with yourself.
Yeah. Or get it wrong. That would be the other option.
That would be good.
In which
yeah.
case, the way to present it is to say it's a test of your psychic ability, and then, you know, you do it, and if it goes wrong, you just go, oh, you have no psychic ability. And then you put the failure onto them as a participant rather than you as a performer.
And that is how to be a good psychic.
Yes,
but
that's
I think,
right.
I think it's more a test of your, I want to say,
no, you wouldn't say.
Comparability, that's what
comparability. How competent you are.
Yeah, compatibility.
Yeah.
Is that a word? That doesn't sound like a word.
I tell you what is a good one that people don't often use is the four animal option.
Yeah.
There we are. Chick, horse. Is that a sheep?
It's
or
a lamb.
A dog. A lamb. That's right.
It's
a lamb.
A chick.
Or a puppy.
Or a puppy.
So if you were going to
is
have
a foal,
intercourse.
Then?
I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. If you were going to have intercourse with one of those four animals.
Right.
Not, you can't have all four.
Why not?
Well,
okay.
They're just going to start arguing amongst themselves. So, right, okay, I'll just shake this here. Which right. animal would you have intercourse with?
Well, assuming Donald wasn't busy, I would go with... I'd probably go with the puppy.
Really?
Just because I want my face licked.
Right.
I
kind of feel it's not the way to present this for even an adult audience. So you would have intercourse with the puppy.
Yes.
The telepath knows all.
Right.
puppy on the screen, on the screen
puppy!
Of the telepath.
It's like it knew my sexual deviancies.
Yeah, there we are.
Brilliant.
I just thought that way of presenting it. So if people do get the telepath, they can insult other people.
And I presume, actually, you could just do it as a random test on yourself. Just don't even look at how the app
yes.
might work, and
yeah.
then just see what animal you want to
yeah.
have sex.
Suffice to say, I'm off to the farm just the weekend. So
brilliant.
Yes. Yeah. Rich, do you know the most frequent accident created by townies when they visit farms?
What's that?
Broken arms. Because they see a horse or a cow with its head down, they go to stroke it and they put their hand through a fence.
Ooh.
And then the cow or the horse lifts their head and easily breaks the arm in a wanna.
I thought it was just geese. Swans.
No, if you, they're very difficult to poke through the fence.
Okay.
But so there we are. There's a little 59 seconds tip there. If you're going out to a farm this weekend, or any weekend, in fact, don't stick your hand through a bar gate.
Unless you do it under. Always go under.
Always go under.
Always go
Animals
under.
Animals like that.
Yeah. Filth. All right, then. Thank you very much, Richard Wiseman.
Pleasure.
Yay.
Bye.
You want to have sex with a puppy.
Uh-huh. I do, it's true. But it's better at the moment. I've got my hand underneath and inside a pussy who won't let it go. And every time I try to move it, digs his claws in slightly. So I'm a bit trapped. I'm being raped.
By a kitten?
Yes.
I don't want to know the logistics of that.
Well, I was tickling his chin and then I put my hand down and then he sort of mounted me and is now sort of fallen asleep. And every time I move my hand, he claws slightly. He just digs his claws in a little bit further. I'm going to lose blood here.
That's all very much beside the point. What is more important is that was a fantastic interview with Professor Richard Wiseman.
Yes, thank you, Richard Wiseman, Professor of Psychology.
Shall we do some letters?
Yeah, let's do some letters. What?
You scared me and you probably woke the cat up with that.
No, the cat's asleep on my hand. My hand's gone blue now. It's quite upsetting.
Good.
I don't need a hand, do I? No.
We got so many letters and emails and tweets and whatnot about Piers Morgan this week.
Hi.
Well, this one sums it up. It's from the Rev Matty, who we love.
Hey.
He says, totally unrelated to this episode, I blame both of you for the fact that Piers Morgan will be taking over Larry King's nightly show come January.
Oh, God. Oh, I just vomed. Oh, yeah. In my mouth. Oh.
I haven't worked out my rationalisation yet, but I will. Literally, everyone wrote to us and seemed to blame us somehow for Piers Morgan getting a job on CNN. How is that our fault?
Because CNN think, well, who's more irritating than Larry King?
Anyway, what have you got?
We got sent a letter all the way from Vancouver. I've been to Vancouver.
I haven't.
Do you know Eric?
No.
Okay, well, he sent us a letter. It's not a letter, an email, which he sent to sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. It says, Dear Simon and Izzy, I bought a UK newspaper last week while on holiday in your horrid country. Tell me, what is a slag? Simon can answer because I don't trust Izzy. Eric.
Gosh, a woman of loose moral virtue would probably be the best way of putting it.
It's also something you get in a quarry. You can say that on EastEnders, can't you? You slag.
Slag. I've figured out how to get a part on EastEnders. And the bill, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, the bill's ending soon.
It's finished.
Oh, is it finished?
Yeah, so you won't get a part on it. But anyway, the technique is still valid for EastEnders. You've just got to talk without moving your jaw.
What, like that?
You
slag. Yeah, you're right. You slag.
Dear Izzy and Simon.
Hey, right way round.
You never seem to worry too much about the contents of your show, so I'm not going to say anything interesting in this email. And that's from Karen in Strathclyde.
Nice one, Karen.
If you want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can tweet us. I'm Cy Dunn, and Izzy is Izzy_Lawrence.
Yeah, but underscore is an actual underscore. It's not the word underscore.
So, yes, thank you very much, Richard Wiseman, for giving Izzy a sofa to sleep on and doing an interview with her.
Yes, it was a very comfy sofa. If you stay over at Richard Wiseman's house, if you're of worthy importance and he remembers to ask you, he gets you to sign the sofa. So you have to sign it with your name. And you have to say thank you very much for the tea and the casual sex and all the rest of it.
So whose signature did you sleep on?
Dara O'Brien.
Cool. Was he in your crack?
He wasn't the crack, no.
Who was in your crack?
Nobody was in my crack. It was a very lonely time in Edinburgh, really.
We'll be back next week with papers.
Yeah, we'll actually do a Sunday supplement. Is this episode 110 or 9B? Who knows?
Who knows? Cheerio.
Bye-bye. Have a good week.
Our theme tune is... Dot Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.